In the book of Luke in the Bible, it tells us how the angel Gabriel appears to Mary, a virgin pledged to be married to a man called Joseph. The angel tells her not to be afraid and that she has found favor with God. He tells her that she will be with child and that she must call her son Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and that his kingdom will never end. The angel tells her that the Holy Spirit will come upon her and the power of the Most High will overshadow her. Nothing is impossible with God. So 9 months on, we begin the telling of Jesus' birth through many carols written about this most awesome of times. So without further ado, we are going to sing Come and Join the Celebration, which is written by a local lady in Brixham called Val Collison. And she sets the scene, reminding us that God is with us. Singers would have just joined with others and everybody would have sung. There'd be no equipment to go wrong. Those were the days, eh? Oh, she likes this one. Holly and the Ivy. Brilliant. Good, good. And where's your one who's in a choir? Ruby, sing up, Ruby. Come on. We need to hear you. So the Holly and the Ivy obviously is all about God's creation. He created the holly and the ivy, and each verse individually reminds us of the birth of Jesus, the blood of Jesus shed on the cross, the crown of thorns worn by Jesus, and the toxic drink offered to Jesus on the cross, which he refused. So the holly and the ivy. Ready, girls?
Holly and the ivy, and they are both for more. Oh, trees, that's what
you to my two new best friends joining in over here. Thank you so much. Keep it up, we have several more songs. So the next song we're going to sing is Mary's Boy Child, which if you're old enough, you'll have known it on a 78 record. I'm not sure if my friends here have heard of a 78 record. Anyway, this is the first of a few carols telling us of Jesus' birth and the angels' visitation to the shepherds and their subsequent visit to baby Jesus in the manger. Now, you may have noticed I skipped one. Sorry about that. So, we are going to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. For all those who are saying, oh, I wanted to sing that.
Yeah.
You're doing amazingly. You're going to love this one. Oh, no, we're not. You're going to love all of them, actually. So, do you have Away in a Manger?
Yes, I do.
So, Away in a Manger. So, we're focusing on Jesus in the manger. Lullaby to my two children, who now between them have five children. So we're now going to sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
So another one to dance to. So we're going to sing See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw. Visit the shepherds and tell them about baby Jesus. So we're going to sing Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Oh,
So continuing with the angels theme, we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you for inviting us here tonight. I want to share with you about love, but this is a very special love. We call it an amazing love. And I want to share a verse from the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And John gives us three reasons for that special life. Number one, God the Father loves us. God's love for us is unique. It may be translated like this. While we were his enemies, God loved us and sent his Son to die for us. The whole wonderful plan of salvation begins with the love of God. We shall be called the sons of God, and we are sons of God. It is not simply a higher sounding name that we hear. It is a reality. We are God's children. We do not expect the world to understand this thrilling relationship, because it does not even understand God. Only a person who knows God through Jesus can fully appreciate what it means to be called a child of God. God's love for us does not stop with the new birth. It contains through our lives and takes us right up to the return of Jesus. When our Lord appears, all true believers will see him and will become like him. This means, of course, that they will have a new glorified body suited for heaven. But the apostle does not stop here. He has told us what we are and what we shall be. But now, in 1 John 3 verse 3, he tells us what we should be. In view of the return of Jesus, we should keep our lives clean. All this is to remind us of the Father's love. Because the Father loved us and sent his Son to die for us, we are children of God. And because God loves us, he wants us to live with him one day. Salvation from start to finish is an expression of love, the love of God. We are saved by the grace of God. And since we have experienced the love of the Father, we have no desire, surely, to live in sin. Then God the Son died for us. John gives two reasons why Jesus came and died. One, to take away our sins. Two, to destroy the work of the devil. Satan has been dealt with, and he is no match for the power of God. A new Christian is also given a new position. We are set apart for God's own purposes, to live for him alone. The only way for us to enter God's family is trusting in Jesus and experiencing this new birth. We are saved by faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It is the new birth. The Holy Spirit is God's agent, God's life to a believing sinner as a result of individual being born again into the family of God is what happens. We love God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit because they first loved us. It's an amazing love, and it is a love that we only know because Jesus, the Son of God, was responsible for introducing to us both the Father and the Spirit. And Jesus made it possible for us to become part of God's family by dying on the cross and then rising from the grave, proving who he is and making it possible for us to accept the new life he offers. So my friends, if you want to accept this invitation, please come to us and we will help you. God bless you. May you have a happy Christmas. Amen.
Okay, so we're going to continue with the carol singing. A few technical hitches tonight. But thank you so much for joining in. We're going to sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant. So we're going to sing We Three Kings. Unusual gifts, gold for a king, frankincense, a perfume, because baby Jesus as God's son is divine, and myrrh, an embalming oil. So we're going to sing In the Bleak Midwinter.
Oh,
We're going to sing Go Tell It on the Mountain. Ding dong, merry on high. They've loved it. So Kate is going to join us. Shame you didn't come at the beginning. Thank you so much. It's been lovely having you along. So, joy to the world, the Lord has come. We want to say thank you to Andy and Tony and all the staff at the Willows. Big cheers. Woo! And we're going to sing to them and to you. Ready? We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy. Christmases as we focus on Jesus the Christ child. But remember, it didn't end there, as Bruce shared with us. So come and see us on Sunday morning. We're there every Sunday morning at 9:30. And see you next year as well.